Christopher Columbus. There was a great captain with Mary in his sails who did not discover Harlem or the East Side or Sing Sing or the dead men on the island. But his heart was like the high mountains, and when the king gave him money to go and discover a country and fixed him up with robes of gold, he threw down all those pesos and stripped to his champion's skin and waded into the waters of a sea. The surf boiled white about his knees, and the tides folded behind him when he caught the furthest caravels and passed them by. "There goes Columbus! There he goes!" the sailors cried. "Still he is head and shoulders above the horizon, leaving us like the pillars of Hercules standing westward on the way to the Azores. What land will he find to believe in, now he knows the world is round?" Forest upon forest, mile upon empty mile, the undiscovered continent lies rock upon rock. The lakes awake or move in their mute sleep. Huge rivers wander where the plains are cloudy or dark with seas of buffalo. Frail water birds sing in the weeds of Florida. Northward, grey seas stir in sight of the unconscious hills. There are no prints in the thin snows of Maine. Suddenly, the great Christ-bearing Columbus rises in the sea, spilling the green Atlantic from his shoulders and sees America through a veil of waters. Steam things low like cattle all around him in the rivers. Towers stand like churches on the rock in a garden of boats. Citizens look up like snapdragons, crowding the streets and galleries and saluting heaven with their songs. Music comes cascading down the stone until all walls are singing the feasts of the saints in the light of the processions. Then the discoverer, rising from the harbor, taking the river in his stride, overtops all tall palaces. The people cheer their noonday sun, their giant gospel. And calm Columbus reaches down to the citizens the golden fruits of which his arms are full. All over the new land, woods retire to the hills. Indians come out of the brake with corn and melons, and he blesses the bronze gentry sitting in the air of the arcade. Thousands of Franciscans go through the fields with sacraments, and towns, towns, towns rise out of the ground. Then the Americans, wearing the new names of saints, look up and sing into the face of their tall father, while he is lifted from the earth, blesses his continent, blesses his continent. Birds fly like language from the cloud, his beard. His smiles are quickly muffled in the sky. His gestures, mild, they melt and disappear, waving, waving, the little ones have wept him out of sight. When it is evening, in American vespers, feathers of imperfect incense spend themselves marking his memory on steeples. As fast as dark comes down, towns, cities, returning to the virgin air, restore these shores to silences. Woods crawl back into the gulf. Shadows of Franciscans die in the wilds, and there is just one smoke upon the plain, and just one Indian hunter. What will you do tomorrow, America, found and lost so soon? Your Christ has died and gone to Spain, bearing a precious cross upon his shoulder, and there your story lies in chains. But the devils are sailing for your harbors, launching their false doves into the air to fly for your sands. They bend over their tillers with little fox faces, grin like dollars through their fur, and their meat-eating sails fly down and fold upon your shore. Suddenly the silences of the deep continent die in a tornado of guitars. Our own America tears down her mask of trees, hailing each pirate with sarcastic towns. Break open a dozen cities, let traffic bleed upon the land, and hug your 120 million paupers in a vice without escape while they are mapped and verified, plotted, printed, catalogued, numbered and categorized, and sold to the doctors of your sham discovery. And now the city's eyes are tight as ice when the long cars stream home in the nights of autumn. The bells Columbus heard are dumb. The city's rivers are as still as liquor. Bars and factories pool their lights in Michigan's or Erie's mirrors now on the night of the game. But the bells Columbus heard are dumb. The city's face is frozen like a screen of silver when the universities turn in. And winter sings in the bridges, tearing the grand harps down. But the children sing no hymn for the feast of St. Columbus. They watch the long, long armies drifting home.